We are on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Omar Rami Bar Chomet, Harei Omru Shavas Yesh Loi Dalad Amis. If a person was Shavis in Amokim, he was Kaina Shvise, is besides the Alpayim Amma that he also has Dalad Amis around him. So he has Dalad Amis plus Alpayim Amma. So he cleared a shailem hanoisin es eruvoi. What if a person was not shovas beraglov? He was noisin eruvoi. Yesh loy daladamis eloy. Does he also have daladamis? Is this equivalent to shovas beraglov? Or maybe it's different. Omarove toshma, it says in the Mishneh, loy omru ma'arvin bepas, elo lohokel al ha'osher. That the either going according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to everyone, telling which lashon, according to Rav Nachman or Rav Chisda, but al kolponim, the Mishnah said that le'omru ma'arvin bepas, the whole the bemisin the iker erev is beraglov. Le'omru ma'arvin bepas elo lohokel ala osher, to make a cooler for the osher, to make it easier for the osher. He should not be mechuyev to go out and be ma'arev beraglov. To avoid being ma'arev beraglov, Chazal made one can be kaine shvise through a pas, and a shliach will bring it there. So the whole inyan of erev v'pas is lahokil ala osher. The amrit ein loy, if you'll say that by pas, he does not gain the same amount of distance as he gains by shvis shavas beraglov. Hai lohokil, so it is not a kula lahachmeru. So it comes out there, achumres also involved. And for the gemara, after lohochi nechele ki heiche deloi nitrach venefik. That means lohokil does not mean that lahakal means taking everything into consideration, the losses and the gains, and making a sachakil. So even though mitzadecho there is the loss of daladamis, which can make it inconvenient, abaleidach kisa, there's a tremendous revach of time. You don't have to go and be ma'ariv beraglov. So therefore, the Tana can call this oifen of shvisa akule, even though some chumres might be involved. Zot Rashi, Shavas, Shekoine Shvise Beraglov, Yesh Loi Dalad Amis, Liknias Bayis, Levad Me Alofim Lecholuach, Me Alpayim Lecholuach. Besides the Alpayim, he has Dalad Amis. Lahachmeru, the Mavsid Arba Amis. Zot Taisvis, Hai Lahoko, Lahachmeru, Vim Taimar, Tikshilei l'Shmuel, our Mishnah should be though a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel, the Seif Keitz and Ma'abrim, Shmuel says as follows, the Omar, Shovas Be'ir Chareva, if a person was Shovas Be'ir Chareva, L'Rabbonon Mahalach Eskulo V'chutzolo Alpayim Amo. According to the Rabbonon, so he has the whole ear, Kedalad Amis, the chutzala alpayim amo. Heiniach eiruvoi beir chareve, ein loy mimkoimoi elo alpayim amo. So here we see there's a tremendous chumre that one has beirev bepas. It's not mistava to say that this is called a kule. He loses a gewalt. Aladamas, we can say a filohochi neichelei. Because the revach is greater than the hefset. But to lose a whole ear, this is zicher achumre. Mishloimim ikom mokim bestomek hi ulchek shein noisen eruvi beir charei vahavi lohokil. The Mishnah isn't talking about a odd case. Versteht sich, an eir charei, that is true. The Mishnah is talking bederech klal. Bederech klal, erev bepas is zakula for the yosha. Zog de Mishne weiter. Mi she yotzo leilech beir she ma'arvim bo. A person went out He wanted to go to another city. And this is a city which is Be'erech, a little less than 4,000 amos away. And this is a city that it is possible to make an Erev Shabbos that could enable the person to go there in Shabbos. That's Be'ir Shema'ar Vimbo. But Erev Shabbos, his intent was, he wanted to go to that ear. Mishayotzo Leilech Be'ir. He wanted to go to that ear. Ve'herziroi Chaveiroi. And he starts going, and his chaver tells him that you shouldn't go today. It's cold, it's hot. Today's not a day to travel. So he listened. Ve'herziroi Chaveiroi. So he went back. Stating the Mishnah, Hu Muta Leila. So in Shabbos, he's permitted to go to the Shtot. B'chol b'nei ha'ir asurim. And the rest of the b'nei ha'ir are also. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rameir Oimer, Kol shehu yochel la'arev lo'irev hareze chamor gomor. Who was able to be Ma'arev and he wasn't Ma'arev, he has a din of a chamor gomor. So let us see Rashi to understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Mi sheyotzo me'iroi leilech be'ir acheres. He wanted to go to an ir acheres. Shema'arvin bo. What does shema'arvin bo mean? Shesmucho le'iroi. It is close to his ear. B'soich dalet alofim. And then, herziroi chaveri, humuter leilech. Va'af al pi shaloi omaklum. So this is the pshat that Rashi said on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Later we'll see Rashi Yischoisa. But the while, let us see this pshat. He didn't say anything. Kide perashti la'el. He didn't say anything. He walked back. Yenna told him, today's not a day to travel. So he walked back. But what do we see? But let us see, let us study his actions. From his actions we see that he wants to go to the other shtot. That's what we see. That what Yenna told him to go back, there was a reason, because today was a very hot day, a very cold day. So Memela, taking both of these factors into consideration, factor number one, he wants to be in that shtot, he wanted to go there today. Factor number two, the whole reason he went back is because the Chava told him that today's not a good day for traveling. So taking these two factors in consideration, so we see Mistama, this person would like to be there Shabbos. So how does he intend to be there Shabbos if he didn't, he's not going to go there Erev Shabbos? So Kochoch, he has in Zinnin to be Kaina Shvisa, since it is possible. This is an ear Shema Alvimbo. This is an ear that it is possible to go with a Knias Erev. You could go Shabbos from his ear to that ear. So I assume, even though he didn't say anything, there's a non-sadi that he wanted to be kaina shvise between the two ayores. So memele Shabbos, he could go back. So that means, how was he kaina shvise, but he never went, he never reached that distance, he never went so far. No, so our kolchach Rabbi Yehuda holds that since it was hechzik lo derech, so he has a din of anoni. That means, we heard in the Mishnah before, that if a person is Boba Derech, and he wants to be Kaina Shvisa remote control, wants to be Kaina Shvisa Tachas Iker HaIlon, he can be Kaina Shvisa without a pass, without Shvisa Beraglov, since it's Roy Leilach Beraglov, so it's Kilo Holach Shem. So Mela, that is Pshat in our Mishnah. That is Shad in our Mishnah, that from his actions we see he really would like to be in that shtot for Shabbos. So we assume that he, b'machshavi was kainish visa, tanan sadi was kainish visa in the mokim that would enable him Shabbos to get from his shtot to the second shtot he wanted to go to. Let us nachem osi Rashi. Hu mutaleilech va'afal pishloi omaklu. Even though he did not say that he wants to be kaina shvisa kedepirashti lel, the kivin sheyesh loy lisham bayis. Another tonight. He has a bayis also over there. Vadai loy oker daitoim alichosai. So zicha, that's what Yenna told him, go back. So that did not dissuade him from going Shabbos. He has a house there. When he's carving liknei shvise b'seichat chutz, he wanted to be koine shvise. Ay, how can you be koine shvise? By remote control, he didn't go there, v'havi ke'oni, but his equivalent is abo b'derech, he has a din of an oni, ho'oimer shvisosi b'mokem ploini, that is koine shvise, v'kone. The ho'oni hu, he is an oni. Why is he an oni? The herzik b'derech, he is considered abo b'derech. The few steps he had taken to go out to his thought, these few steps are sufficient to give him a dinoni. Ula Rab Meir. Aye, so Mamela, so now we understand the first half of the Mishnah. So the first half of the Mishnah means he was Misha Yotzo Leilech. That's nine number one. He was a Yotze. He was a Herzig Bederech. So that gives him a dinoni. And the whole reason he went back was because someone told him that today's not a good day for traveling. So that alone we see that not he had charot betzim. Today is not misugal to travel. That's nine number two. So he's mutalelech because I assume he was kainish shvis. V'chol b'nei ha'ir asurim. So Rashi said, and dafnu nalef amid beis. Even they said beferish, we want to be kind of shvise, and that mocking them tzoi, they're also. Why are they also? Even though they said beferish, because they're not anim, they're ashirim. They're not boba derech, they want yotza leilech. So memela, since they find themselves in their houses, and they very easily could have gone there to make an erev, so memela, they do not possess this kule of being kainish shvise by remote control. V'chol b'nei ha'ir asurim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'meir ha'im mekol sheyochol la'arev la'ir v'rei zecham agom. Now Rashi explains, what's Rabbi Meir? Ula Rabbi Meir v'adai onihu. Rabbi Meir also agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that since it's yotzo leilech ba'ir, he has a din oni. He has a din bo baderech. The E Oma, and if he would said beferish, I want to be kind of shvise, then sahamokim havikoni. So what's wrong over here? Aval hashte the yochel hoyela ariv veloyim shvisosi b'mokim ploini. He could have said shvisosi b'mokim ploini. Veloyoma. He says yochel ariv. Rashi is learning pshat. Yochel, this is also a dochok to kipshat. We're going to get a few other pshatim in the Mishnah. But the Bemison, kol shehu yochel la'arev v'lo irev. You have to learn the Mishnah with a grain of salt. He could have said beferish and he didn't say beferish. It doesn't mean he wasn't ma'arev. It could be a nantad, he was ma'arev. So we have to teach the Mishnah psazoi. He could have been ma'ariv beferish. He could have done that. V'loy irev means v'loy omar. He didn't say he wants to be kainish v'isim. Mesafkelon. So now we have a suffix. He have a daito ilikna shvise b'soifatchum. Oy bebeisoy. So his shtike gave Rav Meir second thoughts. Is it Take Anan Sadi? Is it Take Anan Sadi? He wants to be Koine Shvise? Or isn't it Anan Sadi? So Memeila, since we have a Sofik, what his intentions are, She'ein loy ella alpayim she'bein beisei l'soifatchum. So that means that we're misupik. Maybe it was kaine shvise, so then his mokim shvise is over there. Maybe it wasn't kaine shvise, so his mokim shvise is over here. So memele, avalapayim shemeyeve beisei letzad hasheini hivsi, v'shema b'seif atchum kone. ומסעיף התחום נמי לקון אלפיים לצד עיר אחרת, שמה לקון השביסה כאן, כי אם בבייסוי. So Mela could be he was kainish visa bebeisoy. So Mela, he's an oni, but I don't know
Did he want to be Koinish Misa? Didn't he want to be? Maybe he's just going back. Maybe the Israelites will be here for Shabbos already. It's a cold day. Who says tomorrow will be any better? So he made up his mind. He'll be in his house for Shabbos also. So Memele, so it's a suffix. Was he Koinish Misa? Wasn't he Koinish Misa? So Memele, so Areze Chomer Gomel. So he's a Chomer Gomel. Chveis nish klar if mein lechayre, let's ask him what he wanted. So lechayre vot efshar is gewesen, he'll say it also or not, because it's borm shebeleit. I mean, whatever he wants, he says that. I mean, the two tzadim we have. These two tzadim we have, but more than these two tzadim, to be mevara, one of the two tzadim could be that's called dvorim shebeleiv. He says, you can't be mevara fakert van yene tzad, because this is a tzad, and I really don't know if that's true or not. But al kaponim, that's what Rav Meir says. Rav Meir says that we have two tzadim, so memela he has the chumres of Sai of his Beisoi and Sai of the Mokem Shvise. Frag the Gemara, Maishno Ihu u Maishno Inhu. What is the difference between this person that was Yotza Leilach, that he Lemaisa can go Shabbos, and the Bnei Ha'ir, I feel like they said Befeirish, they want to be Koine Shvise, Erev Shabbos, they said this, doesn't help. Omar Avuna Ochab Maizkin Kain Shiyesh Lo Shnei Botim Ubinayim Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. Iyu Yes Tu Botim. Kiven De Nofak Leili Yulche Hava Lei Oni Vahani Ashiri Ninu. He went out Lederech, so he's an Oni. Vahani Ashiri Ninu. Memeson, it's very modern. The Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha, what is the difference between him and the Bnei Ha'ir? So the Teretz is that the difference between him and the Bnei Ha'ir is that he's a Oni, given the Norfolk Leila Urcha, Havalai Oni, Mahani Ashirininu. That's the Teretz. So why do you have to come and start talking? Hocheb Maizkinin Kigoyin Sheyesh Loi Shnei Batim. He has two Batim. That's superfluous. That doesn't... The Shnei Batim is... there's a Svore that Mehechi Teisi that Hitaka wants to be there Shabbos. We're going to build a Rashi. Says it's speaking about that he didn't say anything. We have an Ansadi. Mehechi Teisi wants to be there. Shnei Batim. But that's not the Gemara's Kasha. That's not understand the Mishnah, but if you're asking a kasha, maishna ihu me inhu, so inhu is speaking about zicha, they said. That's what Rashi said at the alphabet base. Inhu said, they said, klo erev Shabbos, we want to be koine shvise in this and this mokim, and they said it klo. So memele, so why does the Gemara have to mention the shnei batim in Gans? The Ritva says, it's not Shitas Rashi, but the Ritva says that this Inyan, to rechen him a bo baderech, he says he's only called a bo baderech v'yes shnei batim. Why? So the Kula was, we rechen, as soon as he was nofak lotzeis, so we rechen him like he's a ben irach heres. So now he's a bo baderech, I mean, er is a dotike, was gefindt sich do. So Memele, if you can give him a din ben yiracheres, that means the minute he started going out, so it's he's called a ben yiracheres. So Memele, so now if he's a ben yiracheres, and now he's a bo baderech. Wherever he is, he's a bo baderech, because we consider him a ben yiracheres. Then we consider him an oni. That means that this gewaldige gechiddush of herzik lotzeis, he's a boba derech, he took two steps outside, he has a din of boba derech, the Ritva says we can only understand it if we consider him a ben irachers. you consider that he's a ben yiracheres, so memele, so he's away from his house. He's stuck, even though he's a step away from this house, so he's away from that house. El zachadotikim. So memele, so this whole londis pasno bashnei batim. So it's very good. The Gemara is explaining that you need two tnoyim in order to make him a ben iracher, to make him a bobader, to make him an oni. Number one, he has shnei batim, and number two, it's erzik lotzei. But according to Rashi, tak is very modern. It was, and this kasha, you don't have to answer kigayin sheyesh lo shnei batim. This is, shnei batim is for a different purpose, to understand why it's an ansadi that he wants to be kind of shvisa, but that's not on this kasha, mai shnei iyu, or mai shnei inu. Sagt die Gemara. Tanya nami hochi, mi sheyesh lo shnei batim, u beineyem shnei tchumei shabbos, kiven sheichzik bederech kone erev, divrei rab Yehuda. So this is l'chayra ha-mishne. Yeser al kein, sagt der Bereise weiter, omer rab Yehisi b'rab Yehuda. Afilu motzai chavei roi, v'om aloi. Lin poi, a filu motze chaveire vomole lin poi. The chave found him. And he told them, stay here. Eis chamohu. It's hot. It's not a day to travel. Eis sinu. Lemocho mashkin vohoilech. So now we have to understand what the machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is and Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Tanya nami hochi. Dach shiesh loi beiz batim u beineim shnei tchumei Shabbos askina. Kivin shirzik bederech kone erev. Afim loi omar shvisosi besoif atchum. Even if he didn't say it, if he yesh shnei batim, so that's enough. Vachozal, yeser al kain. Zogt Rashi. What's the yeser al kain? Afilu loy hirzik baderech. That's the yeser al kain. Because that's, there we see the l'chayra difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, kiven she herzik baderech. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda said, afilu, he doesn't say, afilu motzoi chaveiroi, v'om aloi lin poi. So Rashi says, afilu loy herzik baderech, ela oma lotzeis. He didn't even go out yet. His chava found him inside, and he's putting on his coat, and he asks him, why are you putting on your coat? He says, I want to go to Yenishtot, to Meshuggah, it's freezing outside. You never get there. Verzirech averev oma lin poi. So that's the machloikis. So what's the machloikis? So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, yes, okay. You know he has a shame only afilu by putting on his coat. He has a din of bobader. He never walked out of the house yet. Motzei chaveiroi v'omar loy lin poi. Afal pikei, he has a din of oni. That's l'chayre pshat in the machloikis. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. And it's meduik in the lashon. He said, herzik bederech, and he says, matzoi chaveira. Omar Rabbi, at Rabbi gizok, loy mal kula alma loy pligi de tzorech, at Rabbi gizok, that you need a chaver to tell him. Because if it will be meduik, the lashon of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda speaks about that a chava found the vamaloi lin poi. In the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't talk about why he went back. Kivin sheirzik bederech kone erev. So one lochayre could say, and we'll see, Rabbi Yosef will say this, that the machloikis is if you need matzei chaveira. Zogt Rabbi nei, zogt Rabbi loy ma. That you need a chava to tell him he shouldn't go today because today is a cold day. Kula alme loy pligi de tzorech. That Sai Rab Yehuda and Sai Rab Yosef Yehuda hold you need. Ki pligi la harzik. The machlokes is, does he have to be a harzik baderech?
or by putting on his coat is also sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Loi makol amalei pligi ditzorich sheyoy malei chaveirei linpoi. According to everyone, the reason he went back has to be because the chaver told him to go back. Kediktoni, where do we see Rabbi Yehuda hold this? Masnisin bid Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, veherziroi chaveirei. And the Baraisa says this according to Rabbi Yossi bid Rabbi Yehuda. Motzei chaveirei. What is the mailo of a chava? The hashte vadai. If we know this is the reason, mishumtine v'chamu dohodabei. Now we know why he's going back. So then we could say v'daite lemikne shvise b'seif hatchum. So then we could assume that he wants to be kind of shvise b'seif hatchum. V'av al pi shaloyoma. Even though he didn't say. But the going back does not show us that he changed his mind in being Shabbos and the other stuff. The going back, if we listen to the conversation, we see, Yena told him today's not a day to go traveling because today's a cold day. So Memele, so if that is the reason he went back, so therefore, I can assume, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, it's an ansadi, that he wants to be kind of Shvisa. Avol im chozar meyatzmai. What if we don't have the scenario that the chava tells them to go back? Ikol meimal. Then it's a new picture ready. Nimlach. The person decided to go back. So then I could say he changed his mind completely. And if he didn't say anything, at the golnish gezok, v'loy konish visa l'shom, tafil gili daita leka, v'arehu kivnei iroi. That means if there wouldn't be a matzoi chaveiroi, so then, according to everyone, he wasn't kind of shvisa b'shtik. So that's it. Loima, so that's what Rabbi said. Loima, l'kula al-metzorich. That a chava should come and tell him, everyone, say Rabbi Yehudin, say Rabbi Yisab, you the whole, you need this. Ki pligi laharzik vahainu yeser al kain. I'm telling you a bigger chiddish. Afilu loy herzik badach. Afilu, he didn't go out of the house. He heard from him, he wants to go to the other city. So that the yeser, okay, nam Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, that a fellow without a herzik, he also has a din oni. And he also says, Din Boba Derech, and he can be kindish with him. That is Rabbi. Till here is good. Now we're going to start the problems. The Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef said, Laharzik the Kulal Maloy Pligi the Tzorich. Rav Yosef says, no, to be a Marzik Baderech, everyone holds. Say, Rabbi Yehuda and Tzai Rabbi Yaisi Badud. It's not Motzai is Gornish. He has to be a Marzik Baderach. Ki pligi loimar. What is the Machlaikis? The Machlaikis is, do you need a Chava to tell him to go back? Now what's Pshat? Let us see. Zogt Rashi, V'Rav Yosef Omer Laharzik Kol Amar Loi Pligi De Tzorich. Ki pligi loy malin poi, do you need a chava to tell him, go back? Dele Rab Yehudim, hirzik baderach, according to Rab Yehudim, af al pi sheloy omaloy chavei roi lin poi, even though the chava didn't tell him, ela shechozal miyatzmoy, kemanda omash visosi bimokim ploy nidomi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you didn't see the scenario that the Chava told them go back today, you need the Chava to tell him, because he heard the weather report. He went out himself. He saw it sailing now, so he went back. So you don't need a Chava. Without a Chava, he went out and he walked back. But you see, he looked and he saw it was cold, so he went back. You don't need a Chava. And where do we see this? Because in the Beraise, if we'll be medayik the Beraise didn't mention any reason why he went back. The Beraise says, "Mishesh shnei batim b'nei mishtei tru mishamis kim shizrik baderech kon eirev." Didn't even say he went back.
But Al Kaponim, it just says, as long as he walked out, he's Koneirev. So you have to, so it didn't mention anything. So it seems, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need Oma.
Ah, Frek Tachashi, but the Mishnah says Oma. Misha Yotel Leilach Beir Shema Alvin Bo, Vehechzirei Chaveiro, as the Mishnah does says, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda.
So Tachashi, Vehechzirei Chaveiro, Diktoni Masnissen Rabbi Yehuda Lavdavke. The Mishnah, it's Lavdavke. Do it in Lachosa Meyatz. That's Elo, Uche de Milsenoka. The Mishnah, since the Mishnah didn't bring down the Machloikes, so the Mishnah is Uche de Milsenoka.
Fine, which is a doichik. Avo, Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda, if we say that everyone holds you need Laharzik, is Tavayu boy, he holds you need both. Chazoke, that Rabbi Yossi himself, everyone holds you need Chazoke. Va'amire, and he holds you need Amire also, because that's what Rabbi Yossi ber Yehuda was Moses, on Rabbi Yehuda. Metzoi chaveiroi va'om aloi linpoi.
Let us skip the parentheses.
Kach shamati.
So memele, so let us think 1 minute. So according to Rav Yosef, what is the machloikis of Yehuda and Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda? According to Rav Yehuda, if the herzik loleches, he has it in oni. According to Rav Yehuda, even though he went back, and we didn't see a klara scenario why he went back, I can assume he went back because of the weather. And Memele, I can assume he was Kaina Shvisa, he was Kaina Shvisa. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda says if he went back without the scenario, so Memele, I have to be Chayish, maybe he changed his mind completely. Only we went back because the Chava told him today's not a good day for traveling, then I can assume he still wants to go there Shabbos, and he was Kaina Shvisa. So it comes out, that Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda is machmir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, until you walk back stome, you're also koine shvise. According to Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda, you are only koine shvise if the chava sent him back. Then I know klar that he really wants to stay there Shabbos, no, the chava sent him back. Zot Rashi, kach shamati, I heard this pshat, V'harbe gimgumim yesh. There's a lot of kashas on this pshat. Ki koshe shver l'Rabbi Yossi ma yeser al kain. Yeser al kain means, he's saying a bigger chiddush. He's a machmir. What's that a bigger chiddush? Number one. And number two, umay afilu. Yes, I came on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Afilu motzei chaver. Afilu motzei chaver. The only way is kaine shvise im motzei chaver. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need motzei chaver. He says im motzei chaver, not afilu motzei chaver. These are the gimgumim that Rashi had on this pshat. V'yesh mitartzim. And on the first kasha, what's the yeser mikan? So others want to say the Rabbi Yossi leiboy chazoke kuli hai kid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda is meikel in hirzik lederech. How many steps do you have to take in order to be considered a hirzik lederech that you should have a din oni? So let's stop over here and let's look at the Baraisa. In the Baraisa we do see such a difference. We see close such a difference. Rabbi held that's the whole machloikis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need herzik baderech, kiven she herzik baderech. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention herzik baderech, v'lo motzei chaver. That's according to Rabbi. So Rashi says, afilu according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, laharzik de kulal meloi pligi de tzor, everyone holds you need herzik. That's true, everyone holds you need herzik. But what falls into the category of herzik, that's the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, kivin she herzik baderech, that means he got onto the highway, not he walked out of his house. Kivin she herzik baderech, he got onto the derech, then he has a din of an oni, then he has a din bo baderech,
so me meiles kone eruvay. Yeser al kein, oma rabi yoisi b'rabi yude, afilo motzich eruvay, didn't find him in the middle of the highway, he found him outside of his house. So a herzik you need, that's how these, before she wanted to for this kasha. You need a herzik, rabi yoisi says, the kula alma laharzik the kula alma lepligi the tzach. You need a laharzik. Not the way Rabbi said he was in his house and he went to the closet. That's also called herzik, but that's also called herzik. No, laharzik the kula. You need a laharzik. But what is considered laharzik? That's a machlekes. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda holds a small going out of his house is also called laharzik. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you need herzik by derech. That's how these mefarshim learn. The yesh mitaltim. Let's get back to Rashi. The Rabbi Yosi leiboy chazoke kuli hai kede Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, so my mail is now it's for him for the first kasha. So he's a mekel. Yes, I can. I'm telling you a bigger chiddush. Zogt Rashi avol imrei noya shein. Says dvorim she'ein b'hem mamish. So Rashi slugs this up because of two timing. Number one, so Rashi says the psia achas chutz lebeisoi havei chazoke. There's no such shir of herzik laderach. One step out of the house is called a chazoke. Ubatzel mehochei leke chazoke. And less than a step out of the house is not called a chazoke. There's nothing what to debate what's called herzik baderach. One step is called a chazak of haltik. There's nothing more to talk about. Va'oid Rav Yosef omar de b'chazak eloi pligi ela b'loima. Rav Yosef said that by chazak there's no machloikis ela b'loima. V'im kain, according to you, af b'chazak pligi, there's a machloikis in chazak also. I mean, l'chayr it's nish so gefelich, because the lashon of Rav Yosef was, leharzik the kol amalei pligi the tzach. You need chazake, but what chazake is? You can see how I talk and see how Rabbi Yehuda talks. He says herzik bader. He says motzei chavere. But upon him, Rashi does not like this pshat. Finished. So bekitzer, we have to remember al kaponim this first pshat. Nachamol. So according to this first pshat, the machlekes is as follows. According to Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need herzik. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need herzik. He went to the closet to take out his coat. It's also coat. That's also sufficient. But loima, that he should return because someone told them today's not a good day to travel, that yuzicha need. In order to make an ansadi, we should assume that he wanted to be kaina shvisa and he wants to go Shabbos to the second shtot, yuzicha need a loima. That was Rabbi. And Rav Yosef said that no, loimar, loimar, everyone holds you need herzik. And the shaila is, do you need loimar? Herzik you zicha need. And the shaila is, do you need loimar? According to Rav Yehuda, you don't need loimar. And Rav Yehuda is the meikel. According to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, you do need loimar. That was the first pshat in Rashi. Lishna achiti. Veloi shemate. But a new pshat. Omar Rabbe. Loima. A new taich in Loima. So Nachamol, what did Rabbe say? Rabbe said, everyone holds you need Loima. And there's a machlekes in Herzik. What does Loima mean? So Trashi, Loima shvisosi besoy chatchum. But we were learning till now that according to Rabbi Yehuda, your kindness, Shvisa, I feel he didn't say one word. So now, it's not so poshut. Omar Rabbe, loimar shvisosi b'soy chathum. In order for him to be kindness, Shvisa, you have to say shvisosi b'soy chathum. Kula alme loy pligi v'tzorich ze hachoy ze loimar. You have to say it. We don't, you're not kindness, Shvisa with assumptions, with shtikim. The chi polig Rabbi Yosi, the also laakule. So what did, if you have to say shvisosi, so what is Rabbi Yosi makel? Achazoke pligi is chaylik on, but you have to be marzik. The shamai le Rabbi Yehuda the omer herzik. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to be herzik. Bosi yule meima afilu matzoch haveiro shoye roitze la herzik. Veloi hiniche kon eiref. Aber bulvad, shayoyma, shvisosi lishom. But according to both of them, you have to say, I want to be kind of shvise. That's all what he said. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that a roitze lotzeis is a din of a yoitze. V'have oni. Omar, to say shvisosi, that everyone holds unique. You have to say, I want to be kind of shvise, b'mok and pliny. Now, where do we see this? Let us just look in the Baraisa. Where do we see that you have to say, if we look at the Baraisa, Tanya not Mishi Eshloi Shnei Batam, B'nei V'shnei Tchumei Shabbos, Kim Inch Erzik Baderich Kona Erev, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Al Kainom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Afilo Motzei Chavei Revom Olei Lin Poi, Eis Chami, Eis Tini Lemocha Mashkin Boilach. So, if we look in the Baraisa good, it doesn't say any place in the Sai in Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Sai in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. You have to say, Shvisosi, I want to be Kainu Shvisa. But it seems Rabbi said, oh, that's no machloikis. That's understandable. That means he didn't have to talk about that. He didn't have to say, I want to be Kainu Shvisa. Without saying it, you won't be Kainu. So the whole machloikis is, and what we see that they're chaylik, if you have to be Herzik Baderach. Period. Now let's go a little further. The Rav Yosef Omar laharzik loy pligi. Rav Yosef holds that to be a marzik baderech, there's no machlekes. The vadai chazoke beino. You have to be marzik baderech. The loy herzik, some of them putting on a coat, lahava oni. So you have to be marzik baderech. Ki pligi. So what is the whole machlekes? Loy ma. Do you have to say, I want to be Koine Shvisa? So now the whole Machloikis is going to be in Loima. Now where do we see a Machloikis in Loima? Zutrashi is I. The Rabbi Yehuda boy, Sheyoima Shvisa Silishon. Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say, Va'areshe de Masnisen Koi. Now, so now Rashi is going to tell us where we see this in Rabbi Yehuda. Not Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa, the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is going on the previous Mishnah. And the previous Mishnah says, the Porish Baba Omar Shvisosi Beikra. In the previous Mishnah, the Baba Derech says Shvisosi Beikra. V'lo Yitzlich Lemeheder Misnaya B'Seifa. So therefore, it wasn't necessary for Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah to say, you have to say Shvisosi Beikra, because it's the previous Mishnah. So this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. But also Rabbi Yosi Lameima, now Rabbi Yosi came, Rabbi Yosi in the Braise, Afilu Loyoma Midikoni, Hoyo Verzik. Where do we see this in Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? So Kochoch, it's Yeser Al came, because Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm telling you a bigger Kiddush. It was Oxtoshain. Herzik you need, so what's your bigger Kiddush? So Kochoch, that's the bigger Kiddush. The bigger Kiddush is, That Afilu he didn't say, Shvisasi b'mokim ployni is also kind. The goli daitai kniyehi, the gili das, that he wanted to go to be by that Shtot Shabbos, that is enough of a gili das that's considered a kniyeh that it was kind of shvisa, Period. So this is the second Pshat in Rashi. So Nachamul, what is the Machloikis according to the second Pshat in Rashi? The Machloikis is as follows. According to Rabbi, everyone holds, you have to say, I want to be Koine Shvisa. And the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, they need Herzik Baderech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need Herzik Baderech. According to Rabbi Yosef, you don't need Herzik Baderech. And that's the cool of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, over Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosef, everyone holds you need Herzik Baderech. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to say, Shvisosi, I want to be kind of Shvise, and according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud, he wrote to say, I want to be kind of Shvise. The im taima, Frektach Rashi, if you'll say this pshat, Kiven del Rabbi Yehuda ba'oimer shvisosi b'mokim ployni koma, Rabbi Yehuda speaking about, that he said shvisosi b'mokim ployni, amai polik rameyrolei. So now it's very schwer, and the Mishnah Rashi explained the machloik is rameya. And Rabbi Yehuda was, because rameya was mesupik, does he really want to be kind of shvisa there, or does he want to be kind of shvisa b'iroi? So since it's a suffix, he's a chamagom. But if you say that it is speaking about that he said, "Bepem mole, I want to be kind of shvisa there," and so how can Rabbi Meir be chaylik? Why is Rabbi Meir chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda? That's Rashi's kasha. Kim the Rabbi Yehuda ba'oim shvisosi bevokim ployni koma amai polig Rabbi Meir alei umash velei chamagomel. Emphas Rashi, Rabbi Meir less lei chazoke ki haygavne. That chazoke, Misha Herzik, he wanted to go out, that gives him a din boba derech, that he should have a cooler, that he could be kind of shvise with remote control, a meyer haltasnit. El a boba derech, mamish, he had to be a boba derech, not to take two steps outside, I'm a boba derech with coolers. Avol hai ka osher mashvilei. This is an osher. And an osher cannot be kind of shvise. Remote control. You have to go there and put a pass there. Uksavar Ameya, Koshu Osher, Vahoye loy la'arev bepas, Vloy irev bepas, Ela ba'mire, Hifsid ba'mirose, Alpayim. Oh, so Ameya was like this. An Osher. That, sure, this person is an Osher. Two steps does not make him a Bobadara. So he should have been Koinish Vise bepas over there. And he didn't do it. So Rameya holds every osher shahoyu lelare bepas lir bepas al bamir is hazay. Hivsid bamiros lealpayim shahoyu lelever halos mi beisay. So that's what we see from him. That he wants to be kainish visa there. So I see that the 2,000 amis from his city going in the opposite direction that he doesn't want. He wants to be kainish visa there. So those 2,000 amas he loses. Shesile katzme meruach zu, that we see. Ubemokem shvisa say loy nistak, and that what he wanted to be kind of shvisa over there, that he also won't gain. The lav erefu. Vein loy ela payim alolu. So Rashi says now the svara of Rav Meir is not because Rav Meir is mesupik, was he kind of shvisa there, was he kind of shvisa here, because he didn't say, that was the first mahalach in Rashi. According to the second mahalach, there's no suffix. Rameya holds this person as an osher. There, his zicha wasn't kainah shvisa. So what's this chamor gamol? Why does he only have the apayim amor between that mokim shvisa and his ear? And he lost his other apayim amor. So Rashi says, because that what he said, he wanted to be kainah shvisa there, so you see, he wanted to lose those alpayim amas. So he's like a mesalik himself from those alpayim amas. The other alpayim amas, he didn't want to be mesalik himself from, so these alpayim amas remained. The mokim shvisa, he was never kainah, because he's an osher. That Rashi says pshat in Rav Meir. V'nirin hadvorim. Rashi says, you know, I like this pshat. The Rav Meir, a kol mishahu osher polik. Rameya is not is speaking about every osher, that means everyone who is not entitled to make an erev bedibul, or to make an erev beraglo, whenever the case is, when he's, according to Rameya, he doesn't have the kula of an oni, so all these people, Rameya says, is a chamagom. So all these cases, he says, midiktoni, because the Mishnah is not only speaking about one specific case. Midiktoni kol sheyesh biyodoi la'arev, if he should have been, if he was able to be ma'arev, that means he was an osher, v'loi irev, and he was a ma'arev, areizah hamagom. The isal kedaitach. If you'll say, Rav Meir oni mashvilei lahai, if you'll say not the way the second shot is, You'll say according to the first chat, the Rav Meir holds he's an oni. The time, and why is he a chamor gomor? Because since he didn't say shvi sosi b'mok employini, is mishum de misafkel, and I don't know, did he want to be kind of shvisa? Didn't he want to be kind of shvisa? Hey, chenechelehu. Hoyel v'loyoma. Okay, keeping the mishum the misafka along with misupekeke eche the nechelehu. I don't know what he wants. Hoyel v'loyoma, since he didn't say, in kain, my kol. What the Aramea said, I loshin that's kailo. Kol shohu yochel laharev la'irev areizach hamagomo. So it seems Rameir is speaking about a multitude of cases. All cases which he could have been Ma'ariv, and he wasn't Ma'ariv, Arezach HaMagom. According to the first pshat, we're only speaking about one specific case. This person was Yotzol Leilech, and Erziroi, and he kept quiet, and I don't know, did he want to be Koinish Visa there? Didn't he want to be Koinish Visa? So in this case, he's a Hamagomel. So what's the Kol Shehu Yochel Arif? So the Kol is a Psashtech. But if you learn according to the second shot, so Rab Meir Zotun's Ashtik Teiren Yeder Osher. Every Osher that is able, he has the capabilities to be Ma'arif. And he was Koinish Visa without being Ma'ariv. So this Osher, whatever the case might be, the Bnei Ho'ir, Lavavke, this person. Any case you have an Osher that is not eligible to have the kulus of an Oni. And he says he wants to be Koinish Visa like an Oni. So Memela HaRezech HaMagomo. So the call is good. What's the call? So the call is to tell us Fakelt. According to the second shot, it's very good. So these are the two Mahalchim in Rashi to be Mevayer, the Machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Zok the Gemara weiter. Keman Ozlo Hoda Omaula. Ola said as follows, Mi Sheherzik Baderech. A person was Herzik Baderech, which means he was Herzik to go out Baderech. Beherziroi Haveroi. Harehu Murzer Umurzik. So he's Murzer. So Murzer Poshet means he's back in his old place. Umurzik. And Murzik means if it's like he's Murzik, he can go to the next stop. Frag the Gemara, this is double talk. Im Murzer, Lama Murzik. Vei Murzik, Lama Murzer. So Ula doesn't make sense. And the Gemara Hochi comma. Af Alpi Shem Murzer, Murzik. That's what Ula said. Now what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Murzer Mashme Shloikone Shvise Klau. He's Murzer, he's back to where he started out from. Murzik Mashme Dekone. So Memele, so now what is my answer? No. Afal Pi Shem Murzer Murzik. That means that even though he was sent back, he went back, Oba Murzik, he was Kone Shvise. Now, it says over here, what did Ula say, let us see what Ula said. Ula said, when do you have this Afal Pi? Tut Misha Herzik Baderech, Berziroi Chaveroi. So Ula said that you need two Tnoim. You need two Tnoim in order to be a Murzik, that he should be Koine Shvise. Number one, it was Herzik Baderech. Number two, it was Berziroi Chaveroi. Keman, sagt die Gemorre, ke Rav Yosef, ba'alibe de Rav Yosef, be Rav Yehuda. So let us see Rashi. Keman, now we have to hold Cheshbon. We have to hold Cheshbon, we have two Lashonos in Rashi, so we have to hold Cheshbon. So now Rashi is going to say according to the first Lashon. Lelishne kame, de Polshi, according to the Lishne kame, so Rav Yosef, the Machlokes between
Yaisi b'Rab Yehuda, Rab Yehuda is as follows. The Gemara says that according to everyone holds you need herzik, and the shaila is, do you need omar? For someone, do you need a chava to tell him eiskar? So, according to the first lashon of Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need a chava to tell him. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, you do need a chava to tell him. So, memeile, so it's very good. Ula said, when is he kainish vise? If it's herzik, berziroi chaveroi. So he said you need two tnoim in order for him to be kainish vise. So this is according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ali, de Rabbi Yosef. That's what, that you need both according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Drash. Command the Lishne Kama, the Porshe, the Rabbi Yosef, Ali, de Rabbi Yosi. Tarti boy, you need both. Amira, the Lin boy. The Chazoke, is Hochi boy like a man, yeah. Ochi boy like a man ozlo ho de ule de boy tarti, sheherzik, heine chazoke vachzire chaver heine linpoi, ke rabbi yose, believe the rabbi yose, rabbi yose, de boy tarti. Zok de rashi, fuhu adin le rabbe alibe de rabbi yehuda elocho de minayu nokat. According to the first lotion, everyone holds you need Omar, and the Machloikis is, do you need Herzik? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need Herzik and Omar. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you don't need Herzik, just Omar. So, Be'emes and Zuktarashi, that what the Gemara says, that Ule holds like Rabbi Yosef, Alibe, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara could have also said that Ule holds like Rabbi, Alibe, the Rabbi Yehuda. That is according to the first lashon. Ulelishne basre, ochi pirush. Keman ozlo hod ule de loiboy le meimar shvisosi bemokem ploin. Ule does not say you have to say shvisosi bemokem ploin. The comma. Af al pi shemurzer, the mashme legamri. He didn't say anything. He's murzer. Af al pi shemurzer. He went back and he didn't say one word. Murzik, he was kainish visa. So that, who is the yid that holds? You need herzik. And you don't need amirish visosi b'mok employini. This is only Rav Yosef, alibid Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah. The mashma legamri ke Rabbi Yosef alibi de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The om aloi bein aloima. Vago, so according to this lashon, vahach lishna lekele meima ke Rabbi v'alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. The bein Rabbi mei Rabbi Yosef tabai sviru lu alibi de Rabbi Yehuda tarti boy. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need omar v'herzik. And here it says you don't need omar. Shvisa, I want to be kind of shvisa. So Memela, so the Gemara says that this is Ula is according to Rabbi Yosef Alibi the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtesef. That was his name. The name of the person. Of Rabbi Yehuda's father. Aisi lei kalkola de peiri le Rabnosen Bar Oishia. He brought a kalkola de peiri le Rav Nosson Bar Oishia. He delivered something to Rav Nosson Bar Oishia Erev Shabbos. Ki ava ozel, when he was about to leave, shofke, so he waited ad the nochis darge, till he took a step down. And what was the plan of Rav Yehuda Bar Ishtese? The plan of Yehuda Bar Ishtese was he's going back home now. Now going back home, was Erev Shabbos, it was a distance of a little less than 4,000 amas. So he waited till he stepped down, Adenoch is darke, Omalei, Bisoche, first off to gain Erev Shabbos Ahem, Lino Poi, you'll stay here. But he waited till he took a step down, and then he told them, gave him a convincing speech, he should stay here for Shabbos. Fine,
for Kapoda for Freitag Banach, and that's what he did. Lemocha kodim ba'ozo. But what do we see? We see Al Koponim Rav Nosson Bar Oishiye was very careful that he told him the sales talk after he took a step down. Keman, fragt die Gemore, Keman, who does Rav Nosson Bar Oishiye hold like? Ke Rav Yosef valibe de Rav Yosef be Rav Yehuda, zegt die Gemore, loy ke rabbe valibe de Rav Yehuda. Now, again, we have to figure out, according to the two Lashonos. Zogt Rashi, Ishtisa Shem Odom, Ki Hava Ozo LeBeisai, when he started going back to his house, B'soich Dalad Alofim Abba, this was in the Dalad Alofim Abba, Nochas Dalgo, he went down a step, Mailo Min HaKevesh Oya Yoyred Min Aliyah, the Hava Lei Herzik Bederech, this was a step going down from the Aliyah. That's the Mestamazoi Teichwerte, Bizman Chazal, the second floor, you got up from the outside. You didn't, there wasn't inside steps. You got up, there was like a ladder going up from the outside, and there was a second floor. You went up to the second floor. So Memele, so Nochas Dalga Maila, so that's called the Usherzik Bader. He took a step outside. He was walking down. It was on the second floor, and they started going down. That's called Herzik Badera. The Havala Herzik Badera. Bishoche, Linpoi. So the Gemara says, Keman Beinon Herzik Baderech VeLinpoi. So here we have these two ingredients. So let's think. Now Rashi is going to go according to the second Lashon, but let's think about the first Lashon. So according to the first Lashon, that, so we hear Bemis and Azoi. According to the first Lashon, according to Rabbe, Alibe de Rav Yehuda, you need these two ingredients, Herzik Velinpoi. According to Rav Yosef, Alibe, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you also need these two ingredients, Herzik Velinpoi. So now let us learn the Gemara. Keman, ke Rabbi Yosef, Alibe, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Loi, ke Rabbe, Alibe, the Rabbi Yehuda. And that was Emerson, the way Rashi said before, because Emerson, Rabbi Yosef, Alibe, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbe, Alibe, the Rabbi Yehuda is the same thing. That is according to the first Lashon. Keman, bo inon, Herzik baderech velin poit. That's all we see from this mice. Ulelishna achine, hochigalsine. According to the second Lashon, keman, not boidon, keman, desagile bochi. According to who will this help? Ba'avagavdaloi omashvisosi bimokim ploini. He didn't say shvisosi bimokim ploini. So who is this going? According to Rav Yosef, Alibe de Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Loike Rabbe, Alibe de Rav Yehuda. Not like Rabbe, Faker. Because according to the second Lashon, the only Yid that says you need Herzik, but you don't need Shvisosi, B'moke and Pliny, this is Rav Yosef, Alibe de Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Bahochi Pirushi Keman Havi Kerav Yosef Alibe the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Loi boy Elal Herzik. Vainami Herzik. This person was also Herzik. Bloyama Umishani Loi. Now what's Loi? But you have to add a word. The Omar Askina. It's speaking about there was an Omar. How did he get this? Ucharab Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda the boy Tarti. He'd Herzik and Omar. Vuhu Adin Nami Le Rav Yosef. Ba'alibe de Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yosef, Alibe de Rav Yehuda, also you need Oma. What is it happened after Rabbe? Alibe de Rabbe, Difle Lukme Mishim de Rabbe, de Rav Yosef, Ilchese ke Rabbe, Levar Mitlas, Sode Inye Numachzeh.